Essa é a SBS em português. Descubra mais reportagens na página sbs.com.au/português.
Woman with four children in Lebanon tries to escape war and domestic violence. Israeli bombings in the Lebanese capital Beirut and other regions of the country have left more than 2,000 dead, and the flow of Lebanese people towards Syria has reached 100,000 people, and more than 1 million are without refuge. UN agencies and NGOs are working to establish and support shelters for the displaced. SBS Portuguese managed to speak to a Brazilian mother of four who has been living in Lebanon since 2009, Kelly Rodrigues, from Foz do Iguaçu in Paraná, lives in Lebanon with her children. Kelly, who is already going through a difficult situation trying to divorce her husband in the country, has found herself in a context of greater vulnerability. Since the beginning of the conflicts, alone with her children, they are some of the thousands of displaced people in a makeshift shelter in Beirut. And Kelly is one of the many foreign women who find in the war a way to escape domestic violence.
Com essa situação da guerra piorou muito mais, porque eu sempre quis sair daqui, não consegui.
If this war situation, it got much worse, because I always wanted to live here because of the situation. Before, I felt alone, but now there are four children and me in this war. We went to a school, we slept on the floor, me and my children. Then I met a woman from the consulate. She said she had a friend who worked in a shelter, and she told me to pack my things and go to there, considering my situation with my husband. And that is when I came to this women's shelter. Kelly lived near to the border between Lebanon and Israel and says they have been dealing with bomb attacks since the past year, since the conflict began. But in recent weeks, the bombing have been increased and her beauty salon was damaged by the bombs. Despite the situation, Kelly's husband did not want to leave the area, but fearing for the safety of her children, she called for help. And her father-in-law took her to a safer place.
We lived on the border when the Israeli-Palestine conflict started. Bombs fell behind our house. One day, I was working in my saloon and then a bomb fell behind there. So I panicked. I went upstairs to my house. I took my children and said I was living here when the war really started. It was 2 weeks ago, because before it was just a few bombs, but now comes to Beirut, and this means that it has started. Kelly describes how even on the way to the shelter there were bombings and that it took her a day and a half to make a 2-hour journey from her home to Beirut. We left the other neighborhood in the morning to go back to Beirut. It would take about 2 hours, but we spent the whole night with traffic and standstill, and the bombs were falling on the mountains, falling on the cars. People were screaming, people were dying, people were running around in despair. Kelly's hope is to return to Brazil with her children on the government plan sent by Brazil to recover Brasilia. However, she noted that this first flight would only carry about 200 people and there are more than 2,000 Brazilians on the ground. They said the president is sending a plan here, but the plan will only take 240 people back to Brazil, but there are more than 2,000 Brazilians in Lebanon.
Ms. Rodriguez says that there are still many people in their homes, in the middle of the conflict zones, and many others sleeping on the beach because they understand that Israel is bombing places with possible weapons and there are no weapons on the beach. There are many people still in the middle of the war, and they are inside of their houses. They can't even move, and there are many people living on the beach. They are always sleeping on the beach because they are dropping bombs where there are weapons, so there are certainly no weapons on the beach. You must see how many people are there. She says if there is no deal, more people will die in both sides. It is worse. They will take revenge. He will kill people there, and then they will kill people here. Kelly is not the only one who is fleeing twice in this situation. She knows other women who are trying to escape the war and see it as an opportunity to escape domestic violence. He doesn't know where I am, but I told him I am at a friend's house, that she is respectful. But if he finds out that a plane is coming here, he said he'll take the kids and let me go alone. There are a lot of women. There are 4 or 5 who have already left their children and went back to Brazil. But there they are suffering away from their children. We have a group of Brazilian women, and what we here is just horrible. I don't know many foreign women, but there was one who was also beaten by her husband. She was also spoken Portuguese. I think she was from Mozambique. She couldn't take it. And when the war started, she fled alone, leaving her boy. And there are a lot of people who have already left, but there are a lot of women who want to leave. The biggest challenge for Kelly and other women in her situation is that her husband refused to issue passports for the children. And without the father's permission, they cannot take their children with them, although they themselves could leave the country with their home country passport, but not with the children. She is afraid for her children, as she has 2 boys, one almost 14 years old and the other 12, and 2 girls, 10 and 9 years old. I can go back now if I want, but my children were born here. I want my children to live a life abroad. She also fears for her daughters, as her husband is already thinking about veiling the eldest and making her available for marriage. He wants to marry my daughter at 30 and not be happy having a bunch of children. God forbid. What I was living here is something I do not wish for anyone. She compares their story to the fairy tale of Cinderella. But the shoes is the government evacuation flight to rescue them and their children. And what is our topic here? It's about us finding a Prince Charming and putting on the shoes and find our life, right? Like the story of Cinderella. But in our story, the shoes is the plan and the law that gets these Brazilian women out of here who are being beaten. I'm not going to leave my children like this. Kelly is exactly now on the way to the Brazilian consul in Beirut, Lebanon, wishing to be able to get inside of the flight that is going to depart from Beirut on this Tuesday.
Curta, compartilhe, comente. Siga a SBS em português no Facebook.